to Dr. Terry and Trania Lorraise to restart Treasure Box. As the doctor's lips and mine rise above, you landing on clouds like snow on this hot summer's day to talk about the stars, the moon, and what is making every one of us concentrate each day on such an energy that makes this world go round and round. A long break it's been for me indeed, and I found you once again. So now I'm bringing to you my doctor, my Lily Terry Star.
Everybody, this is Dr. Terry. Welcome to the show, the Cosmic Cut Radio Show. And yes, I was doing something, so I had to rush to the show while Tarania was doing our first introduction. Can you believe this? All right, so well, let's again remind people that as of July the 12th, 2009, the planet Mars, which regulates anything to do with danger and aggressivity, is right now into the sign of Gemini. And again, Gemini rules anything to do with communication and transportations. So I already have had a few words exchanged. And today I was on the roads. Oh my gosh, you have to be careful with those lunatics on the roads. And Mars led me to look at different hammers. And then finally, Tarania says, no, you have the best one, red special edition. So she changed my mind. So we're going to keep our red hammer at least for a little bit longer. So not also that Mars in Gemini affects any and all forms of transportation. And when I say transportation, sad enough, I also have to refer to the Iranian plane crash where 180 something people died. Oh my gosh. And this is totally insane because, you know, I wish every one of these people had access to my book Moon Power and to realize what the book says to avoid flying, or if you have to fly in July or August or any times before, while, and after the full moon when the cosmic code is against you, at least be smart to plan your trip during a waxing moon and to book your plane during a waxing moon. All this metaphysical stuff may not necessarily make sense to any traditionally educated mental snob, scientifically oriented soul, but to you, if you are tuning in, maybe you'll be able to tab into the archetypal plane of consciousness and understand the cosmic code regulation so that you avoid trouble. Again, understand that Mars in Gemini also rules anything that you signed up there, not just airplane, but also NASA. And as fully experienced, again, some foam came out of the spaceship, and God knows those people are again taking chances on the lives of our courageous officers. Not also that the deadly plutonic window not only produced the plane crash, but also news coming from CNN mentioning that July happens to be the deadliest month for a foreign troop in Afghanistan, with a record of 47 deaths. This is definitely the negative plutonic windows that always brings about news of death. And of course, as far as the police is concerned, which is directly affected by the plutonic forces, five cops today got shot in Jersey City, and in Washington, D.C., at the U.S. Capitol, the police killed a man. And again, here I am, and I have been trying to reach anyone involved in the police force, anyone involved in the law enforcement, and of course, their management, you know, the elites of the police force, the people that are in charge in the in the possibility of having my teaching in having myself working with the cops so that they don't waste their lives. And as mentioned many times before, my work is very logical, is very practical, and I have designed a software that should be in the police officer trooper, okay? And by checking the date of birth of any person, and they can do that through the DMV record, when they are called upon a person, they will know ahead of time if they are dealing with a platonic soul. And if they are, it is not going to be a normal day. And I have tried over and over and over again to make the law enforcement officers aware of this fact. But the sad reality is, but too many of them are still asleep. And they do not understand the importance, the urgency, and the values of my teachings.
And Louis, can I ask you something? That this, I'm sure, has ran through the heads of many people, but they're just asleep. But why do you think so many of us are absorbed by this rush of runarounds that's so overpowering, especially more so during this time of the waning moon? And do you think that maybe NASA kind of has this knowledge in the back of their heads and they're like, oh, wait a minute here. This is what we want to do. We want to blow up the moon because this is the cause behind all of this. They're seeing the bad side of it, the negative side.
No, I do not one single second believe that any NASA scientist who has graduated from the top university in the United States, I do not believe any regular astronomer or NASA scientist possess cosmic consciousness. And there is definitely things that are taking place behind one or two blow up a hole in the moon. And as explained in my newsletters, if you believe that NASA is going to waste hundreds of millions of dollars of our tax dollars just to blow up a hole in the moon to find out if there is water, well, I don't know, but you're missing something yourself. Okay, dude, let's be practical here. Let's be practical. First of all, the moon is a dead satellite, okay? And I firmly believe that the billions of dollars that are spent to test nuclear technology should be instead used to protect Mother Earth. For if this Earth decides to quit on us, we won't have time to live on the moon. And I tell you one more time, even if... let's say their excuse is outside of testing nuclear technology, but trying to find a way to escape this Earth, which is rapidly dying. Trust me, none of your children, even those of your children, will ever have a chance to jump on that spaceship and go and live in a scaphander on the moon. So it's so very important that people begin to realize. In the United States and the rest of the world is watching closely North Korea and Iran as far as their nuclear progress is concerned, okay? This is all political, and you know my feeling, religions and politics stinks and has been the cancer in the world since forever. But we need both of these experiences in the human experiences because that's the way we are. Mankind is not strong enough, not wise enough, not alert enough to understand the cosmic code or to relate to the divine as it is now in this present stage of evolution. That doesn't mean it's going to stay this way forever. So why would you spend billions of dollars to go and live in the moon? You know, it's pretty much like, why don't they try to build a scaphander for a fish? Okay, and go against the rules. God has designed fish to live in the ocean. Okay, they're supposed to be under the ocean. They're supposed to be in their watery element, and they're not supposed to wear a scaphander and operate on Earth. What is it, you tell me, that you don't understand or NASA scientists don't understand? There is much more hypocrisy going on. There is much more that you certainly do not really want to know about the true reasons of NASA wanted to blow up a hole on the moon. You know, all scientists think of the moon or Mars for that matter being just a rock hanging out there for the sake of beauty. None of them has a remotely an understanding or a perception of the Greek mythology, very, very refined, mystical values of the spiritual values of those planets. And those scientists do not understand that by messing up our closest satellites, chances are it's going to affect us. A lot of people do not know that the moon regulates our emotional response to life. The moon controls our domesticity. And anyone born, even a male, born with a moon in Cancer or in Capricorn or in Virgo, will happen to be a much better cook than any female on this world. Okay, so the moon plays a very important part on the domestic power, on the caring power, on the emotional values of each and every single human being on this planet. And I'm not exactly afraid of the hole they're going to punch on the moon physically, because the moon has been bombarded either by the extraterrestrial trying to get her away from the grip of Jupiter when they were building our solar system. For without the moon, there is no tide, and without the moon, there is no life. Period. You know, even right now, Tarania is going through a moody, lunatic attitude because every 28 and a half days, like every single woman, she undergoes a menstruation, which happens to be the exact 28 and a half day of the moon cycle. And you know, the farmers don't plant when they feel like, they watch the moon. So why would you go and start to interfere with God's higher order, with God's tools, literally, to find out if there is water and if life ever existed on the moon? Give me a break. Let me tell you a little bit more about NASA. NASA are a bunch of previous select that have had from last 20, 30, 40 years access to the government and build themselves a little area, okay? Like the government has so many different areas involving insurance, involving the police, involving the medical field, involving research and God as well. So NASA find his niche. These people do not want to go to work like you and me. They find a way to build up NASA as a corporation, as a business, and they spend their time building little robots that cost billions of dollars, and many, many of them, you know, blew up well before they reached their destination. Meantime, we, the taxpayer, we, the people, pay the bills. So why don't you understand that NASA has some very, very serious values? Don't get me wrong. Again, I'm not throwing the baby with the water here. No, the incredible technological advancement that NASA has offered the world with is so worthwhile. As a matter of fact, both of my cars have a GPS technology, and if it wasn't for NASA and the satellite and all those scientists, I would not enjoy myself and I would get lost, okay, wherever I want to go. So again, but there is some programs that are totally fruitless, totally wasteful, and in this incredible, nasty, negative U.S. economy, it is not worth it to spend billions of dollars to blow up a hole on the moon because of the legacy that would bring to us in the long run. Because I repeat myself, the moon is much more than a dead rock hanging above our head for the sake of beauty.
Woo! The rays we expel, huh? Well, let me tell you, you know, the people, the scientists that we have working amongst the line of substance, their substance on a daily basis, and then you wonder what makes themselves and us drift away from our own sphere, huh? And then, you know, they wanted to mess with Pluto, and then that didn't work, so now they think they can mess with the moon. I just don't know anymore what to say about that. But it kind of triggers that light bulb in the back of our minds, you know, and it makes you really start to think about who they could be working with up yonder. And then if they have something to do with pressing our buttons, huh? What do you think, Dr. Sherry?
Well, again, what I think, honey, is very simple, is that past the manipulation, the conspiracy, the nuclear tests, or they aim to exit themselves and their family when the Earth's going to give up. The theory is as good. My theory is as good as yours. Okay, past all that. What it comes down to is you just do not mess up with the moon. This is absolutely incredibly dangerous. And again, because the scientists can only relate to physical matter because their UCI is so logical, they cannot even remotely understand what I'm talking about. It's like, as I said in my newsletter, trying to teach algebra to a monkey. Okay, these people, as superior scientifically, they really think they are. They are very dangerous to humankind. It's totally against the law of nature to do anything wrong against nature. So we already have messed up the earth. We already have messed up our oceans, our forests. Slowly but surely we're suffocating with the ozone layer being all messed up. So why? Now we're going to go to the moon? Come on, people. You know, and how do you want me? How do you want me to do something to if I don't get your support?
Well, I think this is critical. And sheer entertainment. I think that they're trying to do all this for to create something new across the screens, that they want to give us something different. And I think it's just creating more of a war than anything. And people need to definitely look not just into a crystal ball anymore. They need to listen. To what you have to say, because this is more than just moon power. There's more out there than just moon power. You've got the power of the dragon, and we've got within each one of us, and you've got to look at all of the signs, because that's really where the answers are. They're not just in the moon.
No. But again, being objective, the sad reality is that I am constantly offering inaugurable proof of my deadly plutonic window with the police. I have a special page open for the police, and I just don't understand. I'm literally all over the world, and I have a handful of concerned police officers or police chiefs that are working with me when I need billions of you in order for the police to be aware of when our courageous public servant could get shot or do something wrong between themselves. And this is why billions of dollars, again, I don't only blame NASA, but also the law enforcement elites. Billions of dollars has been spent on legal disputes between the law obedient taxpayer and the police force, because stupid things that could have easily been avoided if both the victim and the perpetrator knew about a cosmic code. You know, it comes down to this. It comes down to this. Troubles start at home because you do not understand your mother, your sister, your husband, your boyfriend, God knows what, okay? Or even your child, for that matter. You can only judge a person through your UCI because of your experience, your intelligence, or your stars, okay? But we are also very unique. We are connected to our closest family member genetically only. We may look so much like mom and dad and be so far apart. Oh my gosh. So what I'm trying to tell you here, if the education were to start at home,
Instead of poisoning the child with dogmatic religious teaching and ending up on hell, instead of being so gullible and so moronic, if people could finally understand, visualize, see, hear, and respect the new God and his face and his tools that I'm trying so hard in my mission to bring back to the world, if people could understand and work with me right from the score, well, when you go outside, this world would not be so messed up. But how do you go about and fix 2,000 years of wrong information, wrong education, knowing that manipulation, knowing that fears and religious poisoning and imbecility, forget about ignorance, rules this world and our leaders?
But what if they're just trying to eject unity? What if they know in the back of their minds that there's something else out there and they're trying to make a point?
I firmly believe that the Illuminati are fully aware of what I know. I'm surprised I'm still alive, to tell you the truth. Okay? It's part of their agenda to make sure they overload Joe Sixpack with sports or entertainment, and make sure that you're more worried about what Paris Hilton's weight than to dig into the cosmic code or be concerned with NASA blowing up the moon. And then what can I do? What can I do if you are more interested in trivial matter than the sincerity, the realities, and the truth that makes life what it is today?
Well, then what is the message behind what they're planning on doing?
Well, they're planning to escape this world because they have sucked it dry. The Illuminati, the people who run this world, they have the money, they have the power, they have everything. They don't want to share it. They want to keep it for themselves, and they want to give it to their family. But they know that the billions of dollars they made, trillions of billions of dollars they made by selling oil, cannot be retracted. I mean, this is already gone in the universe out there. So they are not going to stop pumping oil, even though that the technology for cold fusion, nuclear energy that can be used properly for a decent, clean life, that can be done with our scientists. But they own the key, they hold the cords, and they're doing all they're doing for their own self and for their kids. And every one of us are just ants working for them.
Such a haze of ardent Arcadia, I must say.
But again, you know, What you have to understand is that there is a karmic energy upon all of those people. Some of them are in jail. Some of those lucky suckers are, you know, having good time somewhere in an exotic place, burning the billions of dollars they stole from us. They have took themselves out of trouble. I mean, they, in the first place, they are the ones that put us in the biggest trouble ever, and the government has rescued them, not us. We've lost our house, we lost our butt, we lost our job, we've lost everything. But they are making more money, they're getting more and more power, and they're doing what the hell they want because you are too concerned with Paris Hilton weight or with sports, instead of digging and helping me to bring more people aware of what's really going on. I mean, if I cannot reach the police force and help them to save their butts, what am I going to do here trying to reach NASA, even though that I give very specific dates for when all those astronauts were going to be dead? I told them, try not to send the shuttle in a specific time because you're going to have a problem. Each time I say they're going to have a problem, they're having problem. Now again, I got to ask every one of you to pray with me to make sure the shuttle return and all those astronauts do not become the new victim of their stupidity. And that's where we are at. All right, now let's you know what, we're going to cool down a little bit here. We're going to talk to who here, Tiranya?
Well, we're definitely making all this phenomena even more carnal, Louis. More carnal than I think what it actually is at this moment. Let's hear from some of our callers right now, see what they maybe want to talk about or have to say regarding these matters. Chris from Florida, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
All right, Chris.
Well,
lovely to hear from you. Thank you for accepting my phone call.
No problem, sweetheart. So, what is it you want to know, Chris?
Well, I'm just calling because of numerous different things. But right now, my main concern is, anyway, I'm calling on a special situation here. Let me give you a birth date of somebody that's very special to me.
I got it on the screen. It's your opposite. You were born in January, so it's very normal for you by the law of seven to attract a Cancer. He was born in July, correct?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, I got it. So, well, let me tell you something. You're a Capricorn who is the tail of the dragon in Capricorn. And as of August the 15th, I believe, the head of the dragon is moving into yourself, into the sign of Capricorn. And you are going to be forced, because if the head is on yourself, you're going to be forced with the tail on your partnerships area to either eliminate somebody who doesn't fit the bill for you and be prepared to replace that special person with somebody that deserves you. Do I make sense to you or not?
Yes, you are.
Okay. So the only thing, I would rather deal with your stars and concentrate on your stars. But I could tell you that the tail of the dragon in the sign of Leo, which was love, romance, and children, has put a lot of stress on every one of us. And in your case, the tail of the dragon is, as I'm speaking to you, is on your eighth house of death, metaphysics, witchcraft residue, including your finances. So hypothetically speaking, you're supposed to die and be born again. And that could be pretty much in every area of your life, including your relationships. Now, with that special person, do you have a good relationship with him or not?
It's a new relationship.
Pardon me?
It's a new relationship.
Oh, it's a new relationship. Okay, well, in that case, the dragon wants you, indeed, to restructure your partnership. So, as I said earlier, if you're in a wrong relationship, the head and the tail of the dragon will remove such a person, and it will be replaced by Mr. Right. So, I can only, assume that as a new relationship, you need some time to investigate him, and to see that if he really cares for you. And remember, anybody can tell you I love you is the action. Action speaks much louder than words. You know, I can say I love you a million times to Rania, and the next thing I know, I beat her in the back of the head with a 4x4, and being honest, you know what I'm saying? That's not going to work. I have to tell her I love her, and I have to show her by doing stupid things like I do. You know, I just crank a CD and start to sing and make up the words in it that I love her. Or I start to go and grab her out of nowhere and start to drag her in the middle of the kitchen and dance with her. You know, well, she doesn't like when I throw her in the pool, but anyway, I do all sorts of things like that, you know.
Are you hearing imitating sounds coming down yonder from someone else's horn, Chris? You definitely don't want the sheet you're laying on now to burn anymore, do you?
No, I don't.
So tell us a little bit more regarding this special situation. It seems as though you're holding a lot of information in.
She is, yes.
But you can't run and you can't hide right now. You're right in front of Dr. Turi, so speak loud and clear.
Tell me your fears. That's what I want to know. Tell me your fears. Have you been hurt?
Oh, absolutely.
Too many times?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what. Let me look at this guy a little bit for you, okay? First of all, he's born in the constellation of Cancer. And Cancer are very emotional, very sensitive, very much for home and family. They love to eat and they love to cook, okay? They're a homebody. Does that make sense?
Yeah, he's a homebody.
I know, I see it, honey. Okay, so you have one good thing going for you, is a very domestic sign. Now, the tail of the dragon when he was born is in the sign of Leo, so he's been messed up as a child, okay? And when it comes to money, he went through hell. And he's smart enough to rebuild everything and do very well in the process, okay? Now, the only thing I see in this chart, he's got a moon in Pisces, And that means he could be addictive to either religion or chemicals or drinking or smoking. I don't know. And that's where you have to be cautious. So I'm giving you some lead here. You follow me?
Mm-hmm.
So, don't get me wrong, honey. I might be very spiritual, but I like my beer. Okay, I'm French. I like the red wine. I like good food. Okay? But you still have to be careful, because if you drink too much, any alcohol will change the personality of anybody. And the most beautiful, gentle soul would become an animal under alcohol or drugs. And that is the only thing that scares me, because, as I said, I'm giving you the card to play with. He wants love. He wants family. He wants everything, but it's been messed up as a child or by other people in the process, okay? And he has a fear of never finding a true partner. And providing either his religious beliefs or chemical don't drag him down and affect his psyche or his judgment, I don't see why you couldn't have a wonderful relationship with this person. I'm not here to tell him he's the best or he's the worst. I'm here just to point out his UCI, or unique celestial identity. So you have to be cautious, because yourself, you've been smashed up a few times too. And so have I. And so is Tarania, or everybody listening to the show. Some people to a certain degree, some lightly, some more deeper. So the only thing you have is your observation gift and your intuition. And you got to take a chance. You've got to go and take a chance with this person, honey.
And if he's sitting on his sofa with his hand in his pants, then you've got a problem right there. Louis is not the type of man himself to sit on the porch and just stare at the open lake. I mean, he gets out there and he really makes the salt in the waters become unnoticed. And that's the type of guy it appears that you have, but I think that you have to bring it out of him, because there's a lot that I have to bring out of Dr. Terry as well.
And you yourself also are very, I wouldn't say introvert, but kind of a quiet person. Mm-hmm. And a magnet will attract a piece of wood. So God, through the universe, led you to this person, and you've got to go and experience and make the most of it, honey. You got all that?
I got it.
All right, sweetheart. Now, if you ever decide to marry him, so that's a very different situation, then you will have to invest on a comparison chart. So you will know in every area of your life the way he presents himself to the world, the money area, the mental abilities, the home aptitude, the area of love, his attitude with his children, his work, his health, how he behaves in public with you, his option to make money, his metaphysical value, his religious value, his connection with foreigners and education, his career potential, the type of wishes and friends and groups he attracts, or even his subconscious motivation. You have to know all this in great detail before you sign the contract. Because, you know, I do comparison charts for large corporation, and the guy that brings a few million dollars may not necessarily be within a corporation, because this guy can easily walk away with the corporation. So it's all about it's all about education. And remember, knowledge is power, ignorance is evil. So if you want to lock on with this guy, you've got my blessing, honey, but be smart. Do a comparison chart, okay?
Definitely, for your own astrologically speaking point of view. And one more thing, Louis, for her, she was supposed to attract a Cancer, right? Being a Capricorn?
Oh, yes, indeed. She's I would say, a victim of the law of seven. I'm sure you heard of the secret. The secret is just the tip of the iceberg of a multitude of other laws that I teach in my book, Beyond the Secret. So you fell for the laws of seven, which is a very strong magnetic attraction, and there could be some problem on the area of finance or even sex in this relationship. And again, I don't know. I would have to do your comparison chart, or those area could be simply a blessing. And again, that's you to know, and us to not know. That makes sense to you?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
All right, Chris. Well, that's what I have for you, honey. Good luck to you, okay? And thank you for calling the show.
Thank you.
You bet. Bye-bye. You know, and this is where it's so very important to understand your UCI or your unique celestial identity, because you know, it's like having the golden keys of who you really are and what God, through the cosmic code jurisdictions, want you to do, and will protect you, and not only will protect you, but will lead you to total success. You know, I didn't know myself what I was supposed to do in my life. I wanted to be a recording artist. I've been a recording artist, playing piano, singing, going crazy, doing all the good stuff of what an artist is all about. And then totally by accident, I end up having some incredible experience that bred incredible wisdom and brought Dr. Cherry as an incredible person to the eyes of the world. But it wasn't planned. It was set by the universal code. And by reevaluating in my bio Beyond the Secret, my life, all that I went through, I understood the code for myself so well. Then I tapped on it. Oh my gosh, it opened a gold mine. Then I did the same thing with other people, with other friend of mine and my client and student and patient, God knows what. And the response I get is just extraordinarily phenomenal, and that what keeps building my popularity all over the place. And when it comes to do predictions, I don't know any other famous astrologer or psychic that would put his name on MySpace or Facebook by giving specific quatrains, specific dates, and eating it all the time. Well, Dr. Cherry put his signature in his prediction because he is one of these rare, true spiritual leaders.
Exactly. So I gotta say to Naza and to everyone else out there, thank goodness for that cosmic code, because it's what infuses us with that feverish intensity, I think, that puts within us that tipsiness or that mysticism that causes us to be flickering on a scene that I think brings a lot of souls together. And next we have Julie from St. Thomas.
Are you here, Julie?
Hello.
St. Thomas, are you in St. Thomas in the Caribbean?
Yes.
Oh my gosh, honey, I want to go there. I'm gonna swim there to you. I had enough. I don't want to spend my life working anymore, being on the radio, teaching. I want to go to St. Thomas on the beautiful islands with Tirania. I want to hold her hand, kiss her under the new moon or the full moon, under the stars. Oh my gosh, you're so lucky, Julie.
Well, I've invited both of you. You can come anytime you want.
You're a sweetheart, honey. We definitely have to find a bookstore, because even though I want to have a good time, I cannot stay away from work. It's a curse. I have to help and I have to teach every single day. But anyway, Julie, would you confirm a date of birth, honey?
Yes, Julie, you need to send us the boats over. You were born, it looks here, June the 30th, 1963.
Is that correct?
Hey. Oh,
all
my
right.
God, I'm sorry.
Just relax.
Okay.
All right. Now, let me tell you a little bit about you. First of all, being born in the constellation of Gemini, you probably look younger than your age. And Gemini are signs that end up living in foreign land. Just tell me, where were you born, Julie?
I was born in New York City.
You see, the Gemini rules anything and everything to do with duality. They are attracted by foreigners, and many of them live in foreign lands. Now, the beauty of you being a Gemini is that you also have an aptitude for communication. But this doesn't take away that you have your son in the sign of Cancer. You understand that, yes?
Yes.
Now, do you read my newsletter, honey?
Yes.
Okay, so you know my philosophy and you know my methodology, the 16th century divine astrology of Nostradamus, so you understand my work a little bit. Well, let's talk about the good news. First of all, the tail of the dragon has been affecting your mind the last couple of years and your finances. not only you, but everybody born in July or on the cusp of Gemini Cancer. So okay. that could have brought some problems, some difficulties on the self-esteem, on the money, in the with the children, and with love and romance in general. You understand that, yes?
Yes.
Okay, now, the good news is that soon after your birthday in August, the dragon's head and tail will be right back to where it was when you were born. You know,
wow.
you were born with the head of the dragon in Cancer, real estate, home, family, food, caring, feeding physically and spiritually. That is your dragon's head. And you're, of course, completely under the jurisdiction of the moon. And I really hope for your sake, Julie, you have a copy of my book, Moon Power, because it was written for you. It was written for you.
Okay.
Now, the tail of the dragon, when you were born, is in Capricorn.
Uh-huh.
And that's where you're going to have the head. You're going to have the head where you have the tail, and the tail where you're going to have the head. So you're going to be going through a mutual receptions of your dragon. And it's like turning a very important page. It's
Ooh.
Like turning a very important page of your life, as far as not only the money and the metaphysical values that you carry with you, but also in yourself and your relationships. Now, are you married? Are you into a relationship or not?
Oh, no, I'm free and clear at this moment.
Okay, you're free and clear. Now, do you want to stay free and clear, or do you want to have a partner?
Well, there's been a couple of people hanging around.
Yeah, a couple of people. Typical Gemini first house. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Are they younger than you or older than you, honey?
Some younger, some older.
There you go again, the Gemini power.
Well, at least go through the exploration of some progressions that have been lost. Come on now.
Yeah, well, by this she means, you know, just have fun and then you know, look at your options before jumping
well,
anywhere.
I was going to tell you before about the Gemini and the younger. I was coming back home, and a friend of a friend gave me a ride back. And then when he dropped me off, he started, "Oh, can I kiss you?" And I was just like laughing because he was like 20 years old.
Hey, honey, what's wrong with that?
I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it, but I mean,
you're lucky, man. You're very lucky, honey. I know being born in June, you like jokes. You know, I went to see one of my clients in the hospital. She's 105 years old, and she said, "Dr. Turi, can I give you a French kiss?" You see? You attract very young and attract very old. I'm just being funny, honey.
Well, at least it's not bio-coastal, just over the internet.
Okay, I just wanted to
confirm your Gemini thing. I do always attract extremely younger people a lot of the time.
And this is why I pointed out to you, because that was the opposite when you were younger. Have you noticed that?
Yeah. Oh, my God. They were, like, ready for the grave.
Exactly. Now you understand what it means to be born on the cusp of Gemini Cancer. So, but you know what? It looks like if the universe is going to bring you Mr. Right. So, as I said, we are in July. July is a very important month for you. But January and July 2010 are going to be extremely important as far as your relationships. And I see you signing some important contract. Now tell me, what are you doing out there in St. Thomas?
Oh, gosh. Well, the contract could be, you know, I was going to get back into the music industry.
Aha.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Being a Gemini, the problem you have is to go back and forth, and end up doing nothing. But ultimately, anything you want to do, you can do it. And if you go back into the music industry, do you have to stay in St. Thomas or go all the way to Los Angeles or New York?
No. See, the industry is so different now. With YouTube, you can really do things anywhere you are, and then you
through
just
the internet,
travel. And,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then you just tour wherever the tour takes you, if you want to tour. it's really different now. People are like self-publishing, and there's a lot more personal control.
Yeah, and then, you know, and being yourself a Capricorn Dragon's Tail, you have tremendous ability in structuring and organizing all that good things. But I can tell you that this new dragon affecting your finances and affecting yourself and your partnerships will definitely lead you to sign a contract, either business-wise or emotionally. Just be ready.
Exactly, and every exit is always an entrance into somewhere else. The higher world will always understand you more than you can understand what's going on. But the only requirement is interest, so that's where your good fortune is going to come about.
Right.
You see a lot of interest in whatever I partake in.
Exactly. But, you know, you also have a set of stars, Julie, where you're going to be forced to lose things and rebuild things because you're dual nature.
God.
Yeah.
Say that again?
Yeah, you're going to be forced to lose things maybe one, two, or three times in life before you get really settled. And that's part of your fate as a Gemini Cancer, as I perceive it, with the location of your dragon. But
when I lived in Las Vegas, this horrible woman stole every picture of me, like all my proof that I've been on Earth, you know, college, trips to Europe, this, mm-hmm. that, the other. And I try to get it back in court, and I don't know, it's very strange.
Well,
I think
you know
it's
what?
So strange.
Yeah, this is why you have to be cautious of who you ally with. But you know what? The beauty about being born in June is that you have two or four lives in one, and as I said, that's why you may look younger than your age, that your attitude and your energy so a bit that you attract much younger people now, you know, so you've got so much to offer. And I know a lot of friends of mine that have the sun in Cancer like you, that are very, very famous in any field, in the artistic field. As a matter of fact, one of them spoke to me, I think is yesterday, Rogan. Uh-huh. He's a musician on my other radio show, and
okay.
We discuss a few things, and he produces CDs, and he's a phenomenal singer. So I know for sure, though, you do have indeed some serious talent here. And if in any way, shape, or form you feel you want to go back into the this industry, just follow your guts, follow your intuition, because the stars are definitely on your side.
Well, it seems to be aligning, because I'm running into people who will make it not an easier path, but a more stable path. Because the last time I had a record deal, which I did have in Manhattan, I got it around the time that Mariah Carey was signed. And I actually ran into all the same people she ran into. And it was a nightmare. And I thought to myself, the preamble to getting signed, and all the people who are around me making me nuts, I thought I would have a breakdown. I said, I can't be in this world. I mean, everybody wanted to, like, pull a piece of my hair off, take a this, take a that. It was just, it was horrible, you know?
What?
And then,
what?
About,
go ahead.
Oh, sorry.
No, go ahead.
Oh, okay. And then, I was about a year ago. I said, you know, if Christine Calloway, Cab Calloway's daughter, I said, she was like one of my biggest fans and supporters. I said, if she supports me to get back into the music industry, just emotional, spiritual support, I said, I'll start my steps that way. And then I looked her up on the internet, because the people I know in the city in Westchester County, I don't know if they're still around. So it turns out she passed. She just passed away a year or two ago from breast cancer. So then I kind of said, well, that's it, because I was only going to maybe work with her because I trusted her, and she's this wonderful family, you know. Great musicians, wonderful family, great from the heart people. So then here out in these islands, I just started running into the right people at the time that I wanted to pick up my drumsticks again. Let's put it, I'm not a drummer, I'm a singer. But, you know, it was like a saying, when I'm ready to pick my drumsticks back up, it means you're going to get back in the music industry, you know.
Well, let me tell you something. Hold on to your thought, Taranya. I was a recording artist for 15 years myself. And when I signed my contract, I didn't read those small lines. And the contract involved my record being sold all over Europe, but not France, where I used to reside. And it's my brother who was in Switzerland and working out there that told me that my record was all over the airwave and in every bookstore, in every store. I said, what? So, and this is why you have to be very careful when you deal with people that have specific interests.
Money and power?
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to be very careful with people with money and power because they smile in your face and they have pretty bad intentions in the back of their head.
And they will milk you, and that's where you have to be careful because it did happen to me. And earlier I said to you, you're going to be forced to die and rebirth yourself. I was also, of course, applying and about to ask you if you had lost somebody, and you just confirm what by losing your friend. But again, this is
that was
this
big
is,
for me. I mean, that was a big thing. It blew me away, and then it was bad. Yeah.
Well, I must say, through the changing seasons, you won't turn with the leaves if you don't let yourself. And if you feel that in your heart when you pick up those drumsticks that you're supposed to make a beat, then I would follow that beat because that is definitely where you're supposed to be. And, you're definitely moving towards the right path since we are moving out of this nasty tale of the dragon. You're starting to get the energy back. So I say go for it. And Louis, she does have it in her chart for that, right? For the music thing.
Oh, yes, indeed. Born in June. You got some dogs barking there, huh?
I have a Dober beast like you.
I got two Dobermen.
Beautiful. He's a Doberman.
Dog. Yeah, like my twos, yes. But as I said, your chart definitely endorses a lot of creativity, but you have to be very cautious, Julie, that because the head of the dragon is in your second house of money in the sign of Cancer, you're completely under the jurisdiction of the moon. So when you meet people, when you sign contract, and every single move you make, you have to make sure you are in accordance with the cosmic code and the jurisdictions of the moon. And this is why earlier I said to you, I hope you have a copy of my book, Moon Power.
I have to get it now.
Yeah, well, I tell you what, download it, okay, you can get it tonight, it's very cheap, like $12 or something like that, and the information, the value, and the guidance were literally written for you, because Moon Power is specifically designed for the water area of your chart, so you could be any sign of the zodiac, you're going to be touched 100%, but if you are a Cancer, like you, in the second house of money, you're going to be touched 200%.
Let me ask you a question. Oh, sorry.
Go ahead, honey. Go ahead.
Let me ask you a retrospective question. Had I went and followed through with the people I was supposed to work with in the music industry, and I followed it to conclusion, would they have made my life a living hell with the way the thing was turned upside down and now it's going right side back up again?
Exactly.
The last 10 years of my life have been hell.
You were in a parking lot. You had to die through a section of your life until the dragon comes back. Every 12 years, the dragon comes back and allows you to be born again, so to speak. So last couple of years, you were literally the bottom, so to speak. And not long ago, you start to pick up that new energy. But as of August, the dragon will release you completely. And then for the next 2 to 2.5 years, you're going to be in a very different situation with different people. And eventually, even a different career. So the idea is to understand that the timing of God through the cosmic code jurisdictions was against you. It was sent to you, Julie, back off, sit back, relax, I'm not going to help you. Until August 2009. The point is you didn't have the numbers in hand. And you called me tonight so I can give you those numbers. And the universe and the future is my only witness to assure you that, you know, as of tonight, I believe, not even August, you're dead and you're born again in a very important, different section of your life, Julie.
Well, and, spirit, Like when I walked away from that whole thing, did I make the better decision or something like that? Is my question?
You did it subconsciously. You were forced by the universal code to behave and to do things the way it happened. It's like the economy going down the drain. This is God putting karma on the abusers that have made our life misery, so to speak. So the only way God could get to this big, large corporation is by messing up Earth in our wallet first. Do you understand what I'm saying? So it could reach them and make them pay their karma. So these people couldn't have done anything and nothing with you until the light was going to turn green. Now, there is a moment in life where anything you do, you snap your fingers, you happen to meet the right people and be at the right time at the right place. Okay?
It was all that, yeah.
Yeah, so you have to have this timing. The wave is coming on your side. The tide is coming on your side as of tonight, I may add. But for sure, mathematically speaking, August 15, and for the next 2 years or so. Again, my book Moon Power will give you all the information you need.
Oh, okay.
And the environment around us, I think, preserves our sight anyways. And what we look at each day, it doesn't regret our thoughts.
Well, the idea is to never forget that the future is nothing else than the reincarnation of the thought. Now, if you try to progress in life and exempt the rules and the laws of the divine, not only you are going to be stopped, but you could pay a very heavy price in the process. You know, it's like if you decide to go and buy anything in the Isle of St. Thomas, I'm sure there is some red light and some stop sign all over the place out there, right? So are you going to stop? Hell yeah, you are going to respect the laws of man. And having a dragon's head in Cancer and being a Cancer yourself, I don't think you have you understood the importance of respecting the laws of the moon. But now that is changing, and it changed in perfect harmony, in perfect timing, as imposed again by the universal codes and the cosmic clock.
And now we're going to give you some time to finish getting your bikini on before we make it over to you through these waters.
Well, you two can come anytime. You have to bring the dogs, though.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Well, you know what? We were planning of taking a week off, so maybe we're going to take a cruise and hang out there in St. Thomas, because I did a bunch of cruise in the past, and I stopped in St. Thomas a few times. What a beautiful place. That's definitely a place that I'm considering to retire.
You really are going to come here.
Oh yeah.
The way that he and I sleep, we'd have to let loose and let Draco drive the boat.
Oh, how cute. It's over Beef Captain. Oh. Hey, I wanted to ask you guys something too. I always, one of my biggest dreams in life was to be like huge, like a millionaire or a billionaire. And I wanted to make it on my own and not inherit it or not, you know, just some kind of crazy thing. Is that ever going to happen?
Honey, you don't ask me. If you understand me very well, I'm quoting it again, so maybe you got to really catch it this time, because being born in June might be the second time that I say it, you're going to catch it. Let me say it again. Your future is nothing else than the reincarnations of your thoughts.
Okay.
Meantime, in order for you to build your most craziest dreams, you have to understand and respect the laws of man and the laws of light. The laws of man, you're going to have no problem. You're going to be harassed. You're going to be bombarded by every single big books that you will ever see. And that includes the DMV rules, the Bible, and every laws that were written by men. Because God never came down and wrote no books, didn't write the Bible. But God made the stars. And that's where the world has a problem. Because the world has detached itself to the divine rules. And that's why there is such a big chaos, and why so many people are struggling to even pay their bills, to make a living. When I came in this country...
Because it's like a divine message?
Exactly. When I came in this country in 1989, you know, I knew at a very young age that one day I will be all over the world, and I will drive the best cars, and I will have the best boats, and I would have the best of everything. And guess what?
Uh-huh.
I have it. But when I came here in 1984, I only started with $50 in my pocket. I didn't even have a green card. I didn't have a social security. I didn't have a bicycle. I didn't have a place to stay. I was homeless. But I did not doubt that I had a gift. I didn't doubt that I could do it. Of course, it didn't happen by sleeping, you know, night and day. I had to have four jobs sometimes. But now I can appreciate the reward of all those years of hard work.
And he sure didn't have no female tour guide that showed him the best. And here he's got me, still bringing the best out of him.
Yeah, it seems like your life just is came together financially, and then you met Tarania, and it seems like everything kind of fell in place. But I think you knew when you came over here exactly with, you know, all your astrology.
No, I didn't know
that it was going to work out for you.
I didn't know anything about astrology. You know, I was in Europe, in England, in Germany. I did not know nothing about astrocartography. As a matter of fact, in Europe, I was under the worst stars you could ever dream of. I was under a Saturn.
Saturn. Yeah, you're under Saturn, and then you wound up here
under the sun.
Arizona, under the sun. That happened just by mistake? You didn't plan that?
No, I didn't plan it. I didn't know anything about the stars when I came in this country. I came here because I wanted to be a recording artist, but things happened with extraterrestrials
out of my will,
out of my control, and I realized that there was more in my life than to be singing. I had a better thing to do than to turn myself into another Michael Jackson or Boops or whatever.
And look how well that turned out for him. It's not funny. That upset me too when he died.
He's just victimized by stars. Okay, Julie, honey, I want to thank you very much for your call tonight. We're getting close to the top of the hour.
I want to tell you real quick what's going on with you. You know, with your the moon, and you're making all the announcements about NASA. I really have to tell you something. There was a movie called The Time Machine.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys should really watch it, because it's exactly what's going on. The time machine is, they blow the moon up, and then there's all these repercussions and blah, 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 blah. And I think the person who wrote that was channeling the future, because he saw what was going to happen when they did that. And it was not good. If you watch the movie, it was not good.
Thank you for the tip, Julie. Email us sometime, okay? All right, you have a good night, and thank you for coming to the show, Julie. Bye-bye, love.
Take care. The Caribbean's waiting.
Bye. I just wanted to read a poem tonight to everybody, and, you know, I read this one last night on another show we did, and I just wanted to share it also with BBS as well, just for fun and to dedicate my love to everyone out there who's in this time of struggle, and to my Louie as well, my little wizard. Anyways, I don't have a title for it. I'm still thinking. I have so many poems that don't have titles. Anyway, it goes like this, and I wrote this some time ago. Still, they support every opinion or suggestion slavishly. The visual representations they cringe to even think about. Just passing some time while arousing some laughter at the other's flaws. Even the atmospheric pressure of the ocean goes through the unevenness of motion at times with us all. It's only the azure letting go of the expressions. They too have no appetite to hold. Strange, though, how the unfamiliar circumstances at play can give logical liveliness to one's assertion. Can't help withholding the mental proof of involvement of many affairs that everyone else already knows is just for the Casanova's own personal show and tell. Then, one day, even the most worthy of theirs, gone. Now narcotizing the promiscuous man up with some of his own bewildering potions. Maybe never, but then each to be left miserably pretending satisfaction in the bond. While remaining yet a chaotic beauty for some, this prolonged longing for the complex will of a deep reverence. Well, for we shall absorb all of the spirited waters that wash away and over our surface.
Oh, my gosh.
Behold, sup up or add accent to this wave-like amorous fanfare. And glee faultlessly, if you let it, out of any disorderly mass, you can still always generate some kind of lovely.
And that's the beauty of Mayura Charanya, just crying on her own poetry. This beautiful girl, my soulmate, was born with Mercury, the planet of communication, into the sign of Pisces, which is the sign of feelings, creativity, the sign of love, the sign of unselfishness, the sign of supreme caring for the world and every living things. Well, I would take this opportunity to thank every one of you to tune on to the Cosmic Code Radio Show tonight. And I will ask you to join me back next Thursday night at the same time. Until then, Charanya and I are saying to all of you, good night, and thank you for supporting us.